Chapter 19. Mr. Boffin, it's too much. Apostrophe, Mr. Lightwood, me and Mrs. Boffin have fixed the sum together, and we stand to it. Apostrophe, but let me represent to you, apostrophe returned Lightwood, speaking now with professional profundity, and not with individual imbecility, that the offer of such an immense reward is a temptation to forced suspicion, forced construction of circumstances, strained accusation, a whole toolbox of etched tools. Apostrophe, well, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, a little staggered, that's the sum we put o one side for the purpose. Whether it shall be openly declared in the new notices, that must now be put about in our names apostrophe, in your name, Mr. Boffin, in your name. Apostrophe, very well, in my name, which is the same as Mrs. Boffin's, and means both of us, is to be considered in drawing them up. But this is the first instruction that I, as the owner of the property, give to my lawyer on coming into it. Apostrophe, your lawyer, Mr. Boffin, apostrophe returned Lightwood, making a very short note of it with a very rusty pen, has the gratification of taking the instruction. There is another? Apostrophe, there is just one other, and no more. Make me as compact a little will as can be reconciled with tightness, leaving the whole of the property to my beloved wife, Henriette Boffin, sole executrix. Make it as short as you can, using those words, but make it tight. Apostrophe, at some loss, to fathom Mr. Boffin's notions of a tight will, Lightwood felt his way. I beg your pardon, but professional profundity must be exact. When you say tight apostrophe, I mean tight, apostrophe Mr. Boffin explained. Exactly so. And nothing can be more laudable. But is the tightness, to bind Mrs. Boffin to any and what conditions? Apostrophe apostrophe, bind Mrs. Boffin? Apostrophe apostrophe interposed her husband. No. What are you thinking of? What I want is, to make it all hers so tight as that her hold of it can't be loosed. Apostrophe, hers freely, to do what she likes with? Hers absolutely? Apostrophe, absolutely? Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Mr. Boffin, with a short sturdy laugh. Ha! I should think so. It would be handsome in me to begin to bind Mrs. Boffin at this time of day. Apostrophe, apostrophe, so that instruction too, was taken by Mr. Lightwood. And Mr. Lightwood, having taken it, was in the act of showing Mr. Boffin out, when Mr. Eugene Rayburn almost jostled him in the doorway. Consequently, Mr. Lightwood said, in his cool manner, let me make you two known to one another, apostrophe and further signified that Mr. Rayburn was counsel learned in the law, and that, partly in the way of business, and partly in the way of pleasure, he had imparted to Mr. Rayburn some of the interesting facts of Mr. Boffin's biography. Delighted, apostrophe said Eugene, though he didn't look so to know Mr. Boffin. Apostrophe, thank ye, sir, thank ye, apostrophe returned that gentleman. And how do you like the law? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not particularly, apostrophe returned Eugene. Too dry for you, eh? Well, I suppose it wants some years of sticking to, before you master it. But there's nothing like work. Look at the bees. Apostrophe, I beg your pardon, apostrophe returned Eugene, with a reluctant smile, but will you excuse my mentioning, that I always protest against being referred to the bees? Apostrophe, apostrophe, do you? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin. I object on principle, apostrophe said Eugene, as a biped apostrophe, as a what? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Mr. Boffin. As a two-footed creature, I object on principle, as a two-footed creature, to being constantly referred to insects and four-footed creatures. I object to being required to model my proceedings according to the proceedings of the bee, or the dog, or the spider, or the camel. I fully admit that the camel, for instance, is an excessively temperate person, but he has several stomachs to entertain himself with, and I have only one. Besides, I am not fitted up with a convenient, cool cellar to keep my drink in. Apostrophe, but I said, you know, apostrophe urged Mr. Boffin, rather at a loss for an answer, the bee. Apostrophe, exactly. And may I represent to you that it's injudicious to say the bee? For the whole case is assumed. Conceding for a moment that there is any analogy between a bee and a man in a shirt and pantaloons, which I deny, and that it is settled that the man is to learn from the bee, which I also deny, the question still remains, what is he to learn? To imitate? Or to avoid? When your friends the bees worry themselves to that highly fluttered extent about their sovereign, and become perfectly distracted touching the slightest monarchical movement, are we men to learn the greatness of tuft hunting, or the littleness of the court circular? I am not clear, Mr. Boffin, but that the hive may be satirical. Apostrophe, at all events, they work, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin. Yes, apostrophe returned Eugene, disparagingly, they work. But don't you think they overdo it? They work so much more than they need they make, so much more than they can eat they are so incessantly boring, and buzzing at their one idea till death comes upon them that don't you think they overdo it? And are human laborers to have no holidays, because of the bees? And am I never to have change of air, because the bees don't? Mr. Boffin, I think honey excellent at breakfast, but, regarded in the light of my conventional schoolmaster and moralist, I protest against the tyrannical humbug of your friend the bee. With the highest respect for you. Apostrophe, thank ye, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin. Morning, morning. Apostrophe, but, the worthy Mr. Boffin jogged away with a comfortless impression he could have dispensed with, that there was a deal of unsatisfactoriness in the world, besides what he had recalled as appertaining to the Harmon property. And he was still jogging along Fleet Street in this condition of mind, when he became aware that he was closely tracked and observed by a man of genteel appearance. Now then? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, stopping short, with his meditations brought to an abrupt check, what's the next article? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I beg your pardon, Mr. Boffin. Apostrophe, my name too, eh? How did you come by it? I don't know you. Apostrophe, no, sir, you don't know me. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin looked full at the man, and the man looked full at him. No, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, after a glance at the pavement, as if it were made of faces and he were trying to match the man's, I don't know you. Apostrophe, I am nobody, apostrophe said the stranger, and not likely to be known. But Mr. Boffin's wealth, apostrophe, oh, that's got about already, has it? Apostrophe muttered Mr. Boffin. Apostrophe and his romantic manner of acquiring it, make him conspicuous. You were pointed out to me the other day. Apostrophe, well, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, I should say I was a disappointment to you, when I was pointed out, if your politeness would allow you to confess it, for I am well aware I am not much to look at. What might you want with me? Not in the law, are you? Apostrophe, no, sir. Apostrophe, no information to give, for a reward? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, sir. Apostrophe, there may have been a momentary mantling in the face of the man as he made the last answer, but it passed directly. If I don't mistake, you have followed me from my lawyers, and tried to fix my attention. Say out. Have you? Or haven't you? Apostrophe demanded Mr. Boffin, rather angry. Yes. Apostrophe, why have you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, if you will allow me to walk beside you, Mr. Boffin, I will tell you. Would you object to turn aside into this place I think it is called Clifford's Inn, where we can hear one another better than in the roaring street? Apostrophe, apostrophe, now, apostrophe thought Mr. Boffin, if he proposes a game at skittles, or meets a country gentleman just come into property, or produces any article of jewelry he has found, I'll knock him down. apostrophe apostrophe with this discreet reflection, and carrying his stick in his arms much as Punch carries his, Mr. Boffin turned into Clifford's in aforesaid.
Mr. Boffin, I happened to be in Chancery Lane this morning, when I saw you going along before me. I took the liberty of following you, trying to make up my mind to speak to you, till you went into your lawyer's. Then I waited outside till you came out.
Apostrophe, don't quite sound like Skittles, nor yet country gentlemen, nor yet jewelry, apostrophe thought Mr. Boffin, but there's no knowing.
Apostrophe, I am afraid my object is a bold one, I am afraid it has little of the usual practical world about it, but I venture it. If you ask me, or if you ask yourself which is more likely what emboldens me, I answer, I have been strongly assured, that you are a man of rectitude and plain dealing, with the soundest of sound hearts, and that you are blessed in a wife distinguished by the same qualities.
Apostrophe, your information is true of Mrs. Boffin, anyhow, apostrophe was Mr. Boffin's answer, as he surveyed his new friend again. There was something repressed in the strange man's manner, and he walked with his eyes on the ground though conscious, for all that, of Mr. Boffin's observation and he spoke in a subdued voice. But his words came easily, and his voice was agreeable in tone, albeit constrained.
When I add, I can discern for myself, what the general tongue says of you, that you are quite unspoiled by fortune, and not uplifted I trust you will not, as a man of an open nature, suspect that I mean to flatter you, but will believe that all I mean, is to excuse myself, these being my only excuses for my present intrusion.
Apostrophe, how much? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought Mr. Boffin. It must be coming to money. How much? Apostrophe, apostrophe,
you will probably change your manner of living, Mr. Boffin, in your changed circumstances. You will probably keep a larger house, have many matters to arrange, and be beset by numbers of correspondents. If you would try me as your secretary, apostrophe, as what?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Boffin, with his eyes wide open.
Your secretary.
Apostrophe, well, apostrophe, said Mr. Boffin, under his breath, that's a queer thing.
Apostrophe, or, apostrophe, pursued the stranger, wondering at Mr. Boffin's wonder, if you would try me as your man of business under any name, I know you would find me faithful and grateful, and I hope you would find me useful. You may naturally think that my immediate object is money.
Not so, for I would willingly serve you a year, 2 years, any term you might appoint before that should begin to be a consideration between us.
Apostrophe, where do you come from?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Boffin.
I come, apostrophe, returned the other, meeting his eye, from many countries.
Apostrophe, Boffin's acquaintances with the names and situations of foreign lands being limited in extent and somewhat confused in quality, he shaped his next question on an elastic model.
From any particular place?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have been in many places.
Apostrophe, what have you been?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Boffin. Here again he made no great advance, for the reply was, I have been a student and a traveler.
Apostrophe, but if it ain't a liberty to plump it out, apostrophe, said Mr. Boffin, what do you do for your living?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have mentioned, apostrophe, returned the other, with another look at him, and a smile, what I aspire to do.
I have been superseded, as to some slight intentions I had, and I may say, that I have now to begin life.
Apostrophe, not very well knowing how to get rid of this applicant, and feeling the more embarrassed, because his manner and appearance claimed a delicacy in which the worthy Mr. Boffin feared he himself might be deficient, that gentleman glanced into the moldy little plantation or cat preserve of Clifford's Inn, as it was that day, in search of a suggestion.
Sparrows were there, cats were there, dry rot and wet rot were there, but it was not otherwise a suggestive spot.
All this time, apostrophe, said the stranger, producing a little pocketbook and taking out a card, I have not mentioned my name.
My name is Rokesmith. I lodge at one Mr. Wilfer's, at Holloway. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin stared again. Father of Miss Bella Wilfer? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said he. My landlord has a daughter named Bella.
Yes, no doubt.
Apostrophe, now, this name had been more or less in Mr. Boffin's thoughts all the morning, and for days before, therefore he said.
That's singular too.
Apostrophe, apostrophe, unconsciously staring again, past all bounds of good manners, with the card in his hand. Though, by the by, I suppose it was one of that family that pinted me out?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. I have never been in the streets with one of them.
Apostrophe, heard me talked of among them, though?
Apostrophe, apostrophe, no.
I occupy my own rooms, and have held scarcely any communication with them.
Apostrophe, odder and odder.
Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Boffin.
Well, sir, to tell you the truth, I don't know what to say to you.
Apostrophe, say nothing, apostrophe, returned Mr. Oaksmith. Allow me to call on you in a Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.